God makes some powerful promises to those who put their trust in Jesus. He promises that he'll be our God and we his people, that he'll dwell in our midst. It all comes from his deep desire to be close to us. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Now, that's great to know. When you feel rock bottom, when you feel alone, when you feel as though no one understands you, knowing that God yearns to draw close to you is simply amazing. What a comfort. But how do you respond to that promise? How do you live in a way that acknowledges, respects, leans into that promise? The Apostle Paul answered that very question in writing to the church in Corinth, 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. Dear friends, we have these promises from God, so we should make ourselves pure, free from anything that makes our body or our soul unclean. Our respect for God should make us try to be completely holy in the way we live. Purity is something we all desire. Pure gold, pure love, pure sacrifice. The genuineness, the realness that purity implies is incredibly attractive to you and to me, and indeed to God. How should we live? How should we respond to God's love? By shunning anything that makes our body or soul unclean. Can I ask you today, earnestly, what do you have lurking away in your thoughts, your desires, your actions that you know 100% is tarnishing the purity that God yearns for in you? With all that I am, let me say to you, get rid of it, because your respect for God should make you try to be completely holy in the way you live. Purity. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Hey, something amazing happens when we deal with those things. God sets us free to live the most amazing life. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Laying Hold of Your Abundant Life. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.